Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love, and happy, blessed Sunday morning to you all. This is Trina Kirkland, the fantastic host of Talk Up with Trina podcast, and I am so excited to have you with me this morning on this wonderful Sunday, August the 5th, 2018. Well, I am continuing to recover from my surgery on Wednesday when I had screws put in for my fractured tibia, and I am doing well. I think I am on track. I've been resting. The swelling went down, not having that much pain, and I am handling it. It's going very well. So thank you so much for your thoughts, your kind words, your prayers for me during this time. The enemy is very busy, very busy. Tries to distract you from what you're supposed to be doing. And he thinks he's making moves and doing things. But when it all comes down to it, only what God allows for his purpose, for your enrichment, for your growth, is the only thing that can be done. So don't be fearful when you go through diverse situations. The Bible says to count it all joy, because everything works together for our good. So I will take it at that. I am going to believe God for his word and accept that. So God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. All right, with that being said, I am super, super excited to get back to my Share Your Sermon Sunday episodes. You know how life just takes you down paths and gets you distracted, and you're going here and going there. And God has revealed to me that I have been quite busy, and I need to be more focused. So I am going to take my days that I have in bed for bed rest to do exactly that, to rest, to think, to fast and pray. You will be very amazed and surprised at the things that God has been talking to me about. So I would suggest that if you're having trouble with your relationship with God, or you're not communicating like you're supposed to or like you want to because things are getting in the way, just let it be known that you have something that the devil doesn't want you to put out there, that you have a gift that is going to help people to understand God, to bring them closer to God, that we have gifts that the devil is absolutely, Satan and all his little imps are absolutely terrified by. And we sit back like we're the ones who are supposed to be fearful. But that's not our call. Our call is to stand bold and firm in the word of God, believing that everything that's written in the Bible is from God, of God, and our instructions to live happy, productive lives. Don't let any misfortune, mishap, bad luck, bad vibe, bad person, don't let anything convince you otherwise. The Bible is the word of God. That is our testament. That is our blueprint. Use it. Use it. Use it. That's our weapon. And nothing can harm us. But anywho, back to the Share Your Sermon Sunday episode. So I'll be playing a few songs. I believe I will be just starting off with a prayer. Prayer is always, always the method to get in contact with God, to speak to him, and to listen. So take some time to listen, to read, speak with God, and you'll see he's still in the miracle working business. Miracles weren't just for Old Testament or New Testament or any Testament. Ever since God was, there has been miracles, and he has been forever. He is all eternal, omnipotent, always present, and full of love, full of hope, full of grace, full of forgiveness, and full of divine power, which he grants us the authority to use to bring recognition to him and to glorify and magnify his kingdom. So let us go forth today and every day with the thoughts in mind that we are here to serve and praise the Lord. If you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. No rocks will cry out on my behalf, for I am filled with the Spirit of God, and my heart longs for him. Then I will cry out for us all. So please stay tuned for our upcoming daily prayer, and we'll get started with some Share Your Sermon Sunday, some tunes, and some more good stuff to help us all be uplifted and to help us to bond together with one another, to bond with God, and show Satan exactly who we are. He's afraid of you. All right, I will be back shortly. Oh, wise and eternal Father, it's just one more time, dear God, that I just take this opportunity, Father, to bow before you, to come before you, Lord God, with open heart, open mind, Lord God, and a praiseful tongue. Lord, I just want to thank you for everything that you have done in my life, everything that you are doing in my life, everything that you're going to do in my life. Not only in my life, Lord God, but in the lives of the people who trust you, who believe in you, and who know that you are God. Those who cry out your name and depend on you, those people who call themselves by your name. Dear Lord God, I pray that you will just bring us all, Father God, into togetherness. Help us to understand, Father God, what our purposes are. Help us, Father God, to support one another, to help one another to bring forth the gifts, Lord Jesus, that you have instilled in us, to help them to come out, Father God, without any fear. Because, Father, we know that on many levels, on many terms, more often than not, what we have to say, Father God, is going to be rejected. But as long as we stand firm in you, Father God, we know that you will never reject us. You promised that you would never leave us or forsake us, Father God, and that is all that really matters. Father, I just want to ask you today a special prayer, Lord God, and I am praying for my nephew. Lord, I pray, Jesus, that you will just go to Windsor, Virginia. You know where the house is. I pray that you will just walk around in that house, that you will be by his side, that you will abide with him, that you will let him know, Father God, that you have not given up on him, but that you are requiring more from him. That it's not sure that he shouldn't give up, but just know that what he has to do is so big, that what he endures has to be so big. Father God, I ask that you will just touch him right now, that you will bless his beautiful wife. Lord God, that you will just continue to help her. Father God, to stand strong by his side. This is a young and powerful couple who, Father God, once they get in line, and even before they get in line, the devil can't stop them. I see it. I know it. And I cry out for you on their behalf because I know that the intensity is great for what they have to endure. But, Father God, if they could only see the outcome. Father, I stretch my hands to you this morning on their behalf. I also want to pray for his mother, my sister. I know, Lord God, that there is nothing more terrifying or heart-wrenching than something being wrong with your child. But let her know, Father God, but that there is nothing wrong, that everything is right and just according to your ordered steps. Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for healing my sister. I thank you for her brand new valves, Father God, that you are fixing just as we're speaking right now. I pray that you bless the rest of my family, blood and God. Father, I pray that you will bless them abundantly and fulfill their very needs. Father, help them to pray and to understand that it is through prayer that we receive our breakthrough and that we should pray without ceasing and pray with expectation, believing wholeheartedly that what we asked of you is done. Father, pray that you will bless my friends, all those people who are listening to this podcast right this moment, Father God. Father, I don't know everyone's need, but I'll call out the ones on my heart. Father God, there are people suffering from health needs. I pray right now that you will go into their bodies, Father God, and fix whatever it is that needs to be fixed. After all, Father, you created us, and certainly you can fix us. You designed us. You designed every little micro cell in our body, Father God, and we thank you for your awesomeness and for making us perfect. Yes, you made us perfect. Perfect according to your will for our lives. Help us, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus, to recognize what you put us here for. Father God, there are people here who are suffering from relationship, from being rejected, from having people who they expected to be there for them that have turned their backs on them, Father God, and has resulted in them having great distress. But right now, in the precious name of Jesus, I want you to lift that stress off of them, Father God, and let them know that you are there and that you will rock them in your precious and loving arms for as long as they need to be rocked. Father God, we know that you are the great I am and that you are whatever we need you to be. So, Father God, those that are motherless, be a mother for them. Those who are fatherless, Lord God, you've taken charge of being the father. Those who are lonely, Lord God, be their friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. Father, for those who need help with money and finances, who are struggling in that way, Lord God, open up the doors of heaven and pour out blessings too big that they won't even be able to receive. I ask in your precious and holy name, Lord God, that you will restore broken relationships, that you will refinance broken bank accounts, that you will fix broken hearts, that broken body parts will be repaired, that broken homes will be restored. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I ask that you will bless this Share Your Sermon Sunday episode. And may those who listen, Father God, and those who they come in contact with, know, Father God, without any doubt at all, that they've been in contact with you. Father, I ask that you will use my mouth, my body, my soul, my strength, and my mouth to speak your word, to do your word, and to love your people. In the precious name of Jesus, I ask this prayer, and I accept the fulfillment of my prayer that you have answered, and I just want to thank you for doing so. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. Hallelujah in Jesus' name. I say amen, 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 and all God's people say it in agreement. Amen, amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Welcome back. Thank you. Thank you for rejoining me here on Talk Up with Trina. And at this time, when I'll share your Sermon Sunday episode, I'd like to add a segment from the Word. And today I will be reading, well, right now I will be reading because I'm sure that there will come a time again that I will read something else. But this morning I will be reading Isaiah 38, verses 1 through 7. And I picked this because it was on my mind. It was on my mind, on my heart, and in my spirit when I woke up this morning as I was thinking about how defeated we sometimes get when we get news about our health, things that the enemy thinks should take us for a loop, that should knock us down, that should beat us, that should defeat us, that should get us off of the path for our calling. So sometimes when we get news about our health, and most of the time, anybody, when you get news, and I'm going to call it out today. I'm going to call out, in specific, I'm going to call out cancer. Cancer, when people hear cancer, they just get so defeated and deflated. They get the sail taken out of their wind, the wind taken out of their sail, or however that little saying goes. But that is not a sentence. Cancer is not a sentence. It's a word. And we can make that word whatever sentence we want it to be. We can say cancer is miserable and makes you sick. Or you can have a sentence that says, I have cancer. Cancer doesn't have me. Or cancer is awful and it's gonna kill me. Or I have cancer beat. I will prevail. So you can make that word whatever sentence you want it to be. It's a word. It is not a sentence. So Isaiah 38 verses 1 through 7 reads as thus. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, "Thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live." So Hezekiah got some pretty bad news from Isaiah. So that's verse 1. He got some pretty bad news. He says, set your house in order, Hezekiah, because you shall die and not live. So he got a death. He got a death sentence. So we have a cancer word. Hezekiah has a death sentence. Okay. From the prophet of God. He's surely going to die. Verse 2. Then Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord and said, "Remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart and have done what is good in your sight." And Hezekiah wept bitterly. So that's verses 2 and 3. So Hezekiah, he received this death sentence from Isaiah. He turned his face to the wall and he prayed. He reminded God that he believed in him and that he walked upright before him. And he cried out to the Lord. Okay. Verse 4. And the word of the Lord came to Isaiah, saying, "Go and tell Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will add to your days 15 years. That is verse number 5. So 4 and 5. So Hezekiah receives this death sentence from the prophet Isaiah. He turns his face to the wall. He reminds God that he is his child, that he believes in him, that he's followed him, that he's walked in his sight, and he wept to his God. And Isaiah, before he could even leave the inner court, God came back to him in the midst of Hezekiah turning his face to the wall and praying. God said to Isaiah, now go back. Go back and tell him I heard him. I hear your prayer. I have seen your tears. Therefore, I am going to add to your life 15 years from Hezekiah praying on a death sentence. Okay? And so that's verse 4 and 5. And then verse 6, I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city. So look, cancer is a word. Hezekiah received a sentence that you will not live. You will die. You will not live. And he did what he knew to do. He turned his face to the wall. He wept bitterly before God, and he reminded God of who he was. He reminded God of his word that he promised. He reminded God, and God in return reacted and added years to his life. Turn our faces to the wall. Let us weep and pray for one another, and life shall be added to us all. It's a word, not a sentence. All right. I will be back with some tunes, and we'll see where my heart leads me.